The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17b, chapter 10, the comforting property of the word to bleeding consciences. Thirdly, its power to comfort and raise a dejected spirit. Conscience is God's prison in the creature's own bosom, from whence none can have the release, except by his warrant that made the mittimus and committed him thither. Indeed, he is a weak prince that hath no prison to commit offenders into, but what another can break open. This, where God lays sinners in chains, is not such. A wounded spirit, saith Solomon, who can bear? Yea, and who can cure? If any creature could, surely the devils were as able as any to do it. But we see they have not to this day found the way to shake off those fetters which God keeps them in, but lay roaring under the unspeakable torment of God's wrath. And they who cannot cure their own wounds are likely to be but poor physicians to help them. Indeed, they acknowledge it beyond their skill and power. Wherefore dost thou ask of me, saith the devil to Samuel, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thy enemy. 1 Samuel 28, verse 16. The distress of an afflicted conscience arises from the dismissal sense of divine wrath for sin. Now none can remove this, but he that can infallibly assure the soul of God's pardoning mercy. And this lies so deep in God's heart that God alone, who only knoweth his own thoughts, can be the messenger to bring the news, and therefore the word which does this can come from none but him, and that it is able not only to do this, but also to fill the soul with joy unspeakable and full of glory, is a truth so undoubted that we need not ascend up to heaven for further confirmation. That spirit which first indited the word has sealed it to the hearts of innumerable believers. Indeed, all the saints acknowledge their comfort and peace to be drawn out of these wells of salvation. In the midst of my perplexed thoughts, thy comforts delight my soul, saith the psalmist. Nay, he doth not only tell us his own experience whence he had his joy, but others also to have had theirs from the same tap. Psalms 107, verse 17. Fools, because of transgression, are afflicted. And what then can ease them? Will all the rarities that can be got made a diversion to their thoughts and ease them of the pain? No, for their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death. Verse 18. What cordial then have they left to use, or way to take for their relief? Truly, none but to betake themselves to prayer and tears. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress. Verse 19. And with what key does God open this prison door? It follows. Verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. If you shall say, all this is meant of outward trouble, yet surely you must grant it holds more strong concealing that which is inward. What but a word from the Lord's mouth can heal a distressed spirit when his body penneth and languishes, that till God speaketh a healing word unto it? Great and mighty things are spoken of thee, and doth by thee, O holy word. Thou outviest the world's joy, and maketh the soul that hath tasted this strong consolation to relish all sensual delights. So pure and powerful is the light of that joy which thou kindlest in the spirit's bosom, that it quenches all sinful carnal joy with its beams, as the sun doth the fire to the heart. Thou conquerest the horror of death, so it is not feared. Thou vanquishest the pain thereof, that they are not felt. Thou treadest on scorpions and serpents, and they have no power to sting or hurt those that believe in thee. Devils know this, and flee before thee, and leave those consciences which they had so long under their power and tyranny for thee to enter with thy sweet consolations. Thou quenchest the flames of hell itself, and maketh the soul that was thrown bound by despair, into the fierce furnace of God's wrath, to walk comfortably. Thou bringest heaven down to earth and givest the believing soul a prospect of that heavenly Jerusalem as if he were walking in the blessed streets thereof. Yea, thou entertainest him with the same delicacies which glorified saints, though more fully, feed on, so that sometimes he forgets he is in the body, even when pains and torments are upon him. This have these saints experienced more than their own tongue can express, so that we may say to him that yet questions whence the Scriptures came, as the blind man cursed by Christ did to the Pharisees, John 9:30. Herein is a marvelous thing, saith he, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eyes. So here, this is marvelous, yea, ridiculous to say, we know not whence the Spirit is, when it can do all this. Since the world began, was it not heard that the word of the mere creature could remove mountains of despair and fill the souls of poor sinners with such joy and peace, in spite of hell and the creature's own unbelief, under the weight of which, as a heavy gravestone, he lay buried and sealed. End of chapter 10. Having been read by Peter John Parisis.